Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program of the folks who keep us fed, our state's farmers and ranchers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. For those who think that a morning coffee gathering has little conversation of substance, think again. Last week, a group of us old stockyards guys wandered into a discussion regarding the tremendous importance of livestock and livestock development to not only the state of South Dakota, but very importantly, to the city of Sioux Falls. With all due respect to the various business and professional entities in this town, without those businesses directly tied to livestock, we'd be a completely different city. Obviously, we start with Smithfield Foods, the pork processing powerhouse, but there are so many more, way too numerous to list in this radio effort. Very simply, South Dakota needs to make livestock development a priority, and to do so requires an educated and serious look at the permitting and appeals process. What can be changed, what can be improved, and very importantly, how do we provide clarity around the existing permitting laws? Governor Noem has introduced a piece of legislation which, if I understand it correctly, will go along ways towards accomplishing just that. As a listener knows, I'm not the best at analyzing and understanding efforts such as this, but that's when I turn to the staff at South Dakota Corn. Two sections of the proposed legislation really jump out at a person. One, approval shall be in the hands of the local authorities, and that approval shall be based upon an affirmative majority vote of the present and voting members of the approving authority. Folks, it's called local control. I repeat that, local control. It goes back to keeping zoning decisions in the hands of those who know the community best. The other section that we feel necessary and important is that before a vote to approve is taken, the applicant must demonstrate that all specified criteria have been met. Now, in the coffee conversation, we talked about the fact that agriculture has come such a long way over the past quarter century and how they farm and raise livestock. The manner in which farm and ranch families run their operations is truly exemplary. Let's give them all the tools that they need to be successful. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, hang in as best you can, and thanks a million for all that you do.